We will now discuss some of the major classes or types of chemical disinfectants, including their properties and uses. Turn to panel number 29 in your workbook as we begin with a class of disinfectants known as alcohol. Alcohol is known as an especially effective skin disinfectant and antiseptic, possessing an excellent ability for removing fats and lipids from surfaces. Exact concentrations are important, however. For both ethyl and isopropyl alcohol, a 70% to 90% solution with water has proved to be effectively bactericidal. The length of exposure is quite variable depending on the type of contamination, but generally, most non-sporulating vegetative bacteria require 5 minutes for complete destruction. Panel number 29 lists the numerous advantages of alcohol. They are as follows. 1. Alcohol is only slightly irritating. 2. Alcohol is readily available. 3. Alcohol is safe to use. 4. Alcohol is relatively inexpensive. 5. Alcohol is rapid acting. 6. Alcohol has a cleansing action. 7. Alcohol leaves no residue. And 8. Alcohol destroys vegetative forms of microorganisms, that is, it is bactericidal. There are several disadvantages in using alcohol. First, as a sporicide, alcohol is ineffective. For example, Clostridium tetani, Clostridium perfringens, and Bacillus anthracis will not be killed after an exposure of 18 hours. The second disadvantage of alcohol is that it is extremely volatile, that is, it readily evaporates. Consequently, once exposed to air, it must be used immediately and containers must always be tightly shut. As mentioned previously, exact concentrations are important to preserve the activity of alcohol. For example, in concentrations below 60%, the bactericidal activity decreases. A fourth disadvantage of alcohol is that alcohol has deleterious effects on some materials. For example, rubber absorbs it, and alcohol causes certain plastics to swell. The next group of disinfectants we will discuss are the aldehydes, formaldehyde and glutaraldehyde. Formaldehyde is readily soluble in water and marketed usually as a 37% aqueous solution. 10% methyl alcohol is added to prevent polymerization and inactivation. As you know, the presence of formaldehyde is immediately recognized by its penetrating and acrid odor. The range of effectiveness of formaldehyde is illustrated in panel number 30 in your workbook. In proper concentrations, formaldehyde is effectively bactericidal, fungicidal, and virucidal. However, its 6 to 12 hour exposure time makes it relatively slow acting. Using higher concentrations and higher temperatures, such as 40 degrees centigrade or 104 degrees Fahrenheit, formaldehyde can be sporicidal from 12 hours to 4 days. Because formaldehyde loses little of its effectiveness in the presence of organic matter, it is widely used to sterilize sputum. It is therefore effective against tubercle bacilli and hence tuberculocidal. Other applications of formaldehyde are also listed in panel number 30. Specifically, formaldehyde is also used in large-scale destruction of anthrax spores in animal hair and wool. Emergency disinfection of instruments and lab benches contaminated with viruses. And disinfection of surgical instruments and gloves. The disadvantages of formaldehyde is that it is sporicidal only in high concentrations, high temperatures, and after long exposure time, and, as we mentioned before, slow-acting in its disinfection. Also, formaldehyde is too irritating to be applied on or near body tissues in effective concentrations. And finally, as you are probably aware, formaldehyde has an extremely acrid and offensive odor. For these reasons, it is widely being replaced in hospitals by glutaraldehyde. The other aldehyde is glutaraldehyde, which is used in a 2% aqueous solution. Glutaraldehyde produces excellent high-grade disinfection of surgical instruments and respiratory, urological, and anesthesiological equipment, to mention a few. As a sterilizing disinfecting solution, glutaraldehyde is actively biocidal. That is, it is bactericidal, fungicidal, virucidal, tuberculocidal, and sporicidal. Because of this wide range of effectiveness, glutaraldehyde is often used as a cold sterilization technique in the OR, in inhalation therapy, in urology, and in anesthesiology. Glutaraldehyde may be irritating to the skin, mucous membranes, and eyes, although to a much lesser degree than formaldehyde. Currently marketed glutaraldehyde sterilizing disinfecting solutions include Cydex, an alkaline glutaraldehyde in a 2% aqueous solution operating in the 7.5 to 8.5 pH range, and Sonicide, an acidic glutaraldehyde in 2% aqueous solution operating in the 2.7 to 3.7 pH range. Both Cydex and Sonicide will be covered extensively in the second section of the program. Panel number 32 shows the next class of disinfectants, iodine compounds. Iodine is classified as a halogen. Halogens are a group of reactive compounds that exert their antimicrobial effect by oxidizing sulfahydryl enzymes or by the ability to halogenate essential groups. Iodine, sold as tincture of iodine, is a well-established antiseptic for skin since it penetrates the skin well and kills most vegetative bacteria in depth. Its action, however, is almost instantaneous and rapidly diminishes on drying. Used in conjunction with alcohol, iodine is an effective skin prep. As a skin prep, alcohol is first applied to the skin, then iodine is applied, followed by a final application of alcohol to remove the layers of iodine. The disadvantages of iodine are that it is highly irritating to the skin and materials and is toxic. In addition, it is staining. Finally, it is a potent disinfectant but inadequate for use as a sporicide. Also, iodine is rapidly destroyed in the presence of organic matter. Agents similar to iodine that are also used as skin disinfectants are iodophores, one of which is marketed as betadine. Iodophores are actually iodine combined with a surface active agent. As a skin disinfectant, iodophores are used by orthopedists, ophthalmologists, and thoracic and general surgeons. Since they are non-staining and relatively non-irritating, iodophores can be used instead of iodine for prepping sensitive areas such as the face and genitalia. Iodophores, like iodine, are not sporicidal and are rapidly inhibited by organic matter. The next group of agents are the mercury compounds, an example being white methylate. Their principal uses are for skin disinfection and facial preps. The mercury compounds are primarily bacteriostatic, and their effectiveness is limited to gram-positive microorganisms and fungi. Moreover, they are slow in action and generally unreliable. Thus, mercury compounds are ineffective for general disinfection use. A more popular agent for use in skin disinfection is hexachlorophene, the best-known example being Physohex. This agent is frequently mixed with soap or detergent, providing effectiveness against gram-positive microorganisms. The advantage of hexachlorophene is that it provides a cumulative disinfection of the skin on repeated application. Hexachlorophene is limited to skin disinfection since its bactericidal action is limited to gram-positive bacteria. Hexachlorophene is not effective against tubercle bacilli, viruses, or spores. Recently, a Health Protection Branch decree limited the use and prohibited the sale to the general public of products containing more than 0.75% weight per volume of hexachlorophene. Panel number 36 deals with a group of disinfectants known as the phenols. The most popular types of phenols are Dettol, Lysol, and the Cresols. Primarily, they are used to disinfect instruments, floors, walls, furniture, dishes, and utensils. When mixed with detergents, their usefulness extends to housekeeping purposes and general sanitation. As you can see, their range of effectiveness is bactericidal against both gram-positive and gram-negative microorganisms. The phenols are not effective against acid-fast bacilli such as Mycobacterium tuberculosis. Therefore, they are not tuberculocidal. The chlorine compounds constitute another group of disinfectants. Like the iodine compounds, the chlorine compounds are members of the halogen group. In the hospital, such chlorine compounds as sodium hypochlorite and Dakin solution are used as general disinfectants for floors and lavatories. Their effectiveness is similar to that of the phenols in that they are bactericidal against gram-positive and gram-negative microorganisms, but ineffective against acid-fast bacilli, tubercle bacilli, and spores. Besides their narrow activity, the chlorine compounds are limited in disinfection use because they are inactivated by human tissues and other organic matter, and they are also corrosive. The last group of disinfectants to be discussed is outlined in panel number 38. This group is known as the quaternary ammonium compounds, or QATs. One well-known example is zephyrin. These agents are cationic detergents, being good cleansing agents with the ability to penetrate and loosen dirt. As cleansing agents, they are more effective than soap, and in addition, are non-toxic and non-irritating. A QAT solution, such as benzalkonium chloride, is used mainly against gram-positive microorganisms, since it is effective against most gram-negative microorganisms only in high concentrations. Moreover, QATs are not sporicidal and are also ineffective against Pseudomonas. Consequently, they cannot be classified as good disinfectants. As background, we have reviewed several classes of disinfectants that are commonly used in many hospitals. However, since there are approximately 8,000 antiseptic products on the market today, we have covered only a small portion of the total. As a quick summary and review, panel number 39 lists the classes of chemical disinfectants we have discussed in this program. They are the alcohols, the aldehydes, namely formaldehyde and glutaraldehyde, the iodine compounds, the iodophores, the mercury compounds, the hexachlorophenes, the phenols, the chlorine compounds, and the quaternary ammonium compounds. This ends the first section of the program. Before proceeding to section 2, stop the tape, turn the page in your workbook to frame number 38, and begin answering the questions. Do that now. This section of the program will present an in-depth discussion, analysis, and comparison of Cydex and Sonicide, two glutaraldehyde sterilizing disinfecting solutions. Unlike section 1, your task from now on will be to remember and use the material to be presented. Having received sufficient background information on sterilization and disinfection, you should have no trouble thoroughly understanding the properties of Cydex and Sonicide, and you should be able to compare and contrast the two products. Thus, you will be better able to represent Aerst Laboratories and successfully present your product, Sonicide. We'll begin with the chemical composition of each product. As you can see on your illustration, Cydex is an alkaline aqueous 2% buffered solution of glutaraldehyde operating in the 7.5 to 8.5 pH range. It is important that the pH value stay below 9, because above the 9 pH level, polymerization would begin, and the biocidal activity of the product would decrease rapidly. You will hear more on this in a few minutes. Sonicide, on the other hand, is an acidic aqueous 2% solution of glutaraldehyde potentiated with a non-ionic surfactant, which is an agent that lowers surface tension. Sonicide operates in the 2.7 to 3.7 pH range. You probably noted that Cydex is alkaline and Sonicide is acidic. This difference is, of course, indicated by the difference in their pH values. Acid levels are represented by pH values below 7, and alkaline levels are represented by pH values above 7. The importance of these facts will become apparent as the program progresses, because, as you will see, many of Sonicide's advantages stem from its acidic composition. As you recall, the chief advantage of the glutaraldehydes over other disinfectants is the high degree of disinfection achieved. As shown in panel number 41, there is little difference between Cydex and Sonicide in their bactericidal, virucidal, and fungicidal activities at room temperature or 20 degrees centigrade. The chart does, however, indicate a difference in their tuberculocidal activity. Cydex claims to be tuberculocidal in 15 minutes, whereas preliminary work done at the Ontario Research Foundation has indicated that Cydex requires at least 30 minutes to be tuberculocidal. However, because the Ontario tests are still inconclusive, you cannot refute Cydex's claim. Sonicide, on the other hand, is tuberculocidal in 20 minutes. Thus, it takes Sonicide 20 minutes at room temperature to achieve high-grade disinfection, or 5 minutes longer than Cydex for complete disinfection at room temperature or 20 degrees centigrade. This 5 minute extra for Sonicide is, of course, of little importance in actual hospital application. Now, look carefully at the chart in panel number 41. You will note that there are no times listed for Cydex at 60 degrees centigrade, since Cydex cannot be used at high temperatures. The reason for not being able to use Cydex at high temperatures is that heating alkaline solutions leads to accelerated, irreversible polymerization. Polymerization is a chemical reaction in which two or more small molecules, or monomers, combine to form larger molecules that contain repeating structural units of the original molecule. These original molecules, or building blocks in polymerization, are called monomers. A monomer, then, is an organic compound that can undergo polymerization, the result being called a polymer. A polymer is an organic compound, or mixture of compounds, formed by polymerization and consisting essentially of repeating structural units called monomers. As we mentioned earlier, polymerization and the production of polymers results in a loss of product potency. In the case of an alkaline glutaraldehyde such as Cydex, heating initially causes a peak in potency. The initial increase quickly degrades with a thermal disturbance of the monomers, followed by the gradual destruction of the buffer. This leads to polymerization that is irreversible, and the product loses its sterilizing and disinfection properties. It is important to remember that only the monomer is biocidal, not the polymer. When acid glutaraldehyde solutions are heated, there is an actual gain in the number of active monomers. In fact, there is a significant increase in the activity of Sonicide for each 10 degree centigrade rise in temperature within the range of 20 degrees centigrade to 70 degrees centigrade. For example, as shown on panel number 41, there is at least a twofold increase in bactericidal activity as a result of heating Sonicide to 60 degrees centigrade. Moreover, at 60 degrees centigrade, sonicide becomes sporicidal in 60 minutes. This increase in sporicidal activity means that sonicide is biocidal at elevated temperatures. Due to its stability in the presence of heat, two practical benefits of sonicide are: 1. Sonicide may be stored over a wide range of temperatures, and 2. Sonicide may be used in any container or automatic system in the presence of heat and remain actively biocidal. This includes ultrasonic cleaners. Now, stop the tape, turn the page in the workbook to frame number 48, and begin answering the questions. Two more advantages of sonicide over Sidex involve: 1. The preparation each product requires, and 2. The duration of each product's biocidal activity. Sidex is a buffered solution. However, prior to use, the powdered buffering agent must be added to the glutaraldehyde solution. Sonicide, on the other hand, is ready for use. It requires no premixing or other preparation. Once mixed, Sidex remains active for only 2 weeks. Sidex loses its activity because it polymerizes rapidly, and as you already know, this decreases its biocidal activity. Sidex must therefore be discarded 2 weeks after its preparation. It is recommended that sonicide be discarded 4 weeks after its first use. In other words, sonicide lasts twice as long as Sidex. As a review, 4 advantages of sonicide over Sidex are as follows. 1. Due to its stability, sonicide may be stored over a wide range of temperatures. 2. Sonicide may be used in any container or automatic system, including ultrasonic cleaners, in the presence of heat, while Sidex cannot. 3. Sonicide requires no premixing or other preparation, as does Sidex. And 4. Sonicide lasts 4 weeks, while Sidex must be discarded after 2. Now stop the tape, turn the page in your workbook to frame number 66, and begin answering the questions. We will now consider the physical properties of Sidex and sonicide. Characteristic of aldehydes, Sidex exhibits an unpleasant, aggressive, and acrid odor. Sonicide, on the other hand, has a slight lemony scent. This is due to small traces of an effective lemon oil maskant which covers the pungent aldehyde odor. It should be noted, however, that above 40 degrees centigrade or 140 degrees Fahrenheit, sonicide should be used only in closed containers, since the acrid aldehyde odor comes through at high temperatures. A second characteristic of aldehydes is that they may be slightly irritating to the nose and eyes when used in a poorly ventilated room or open container. In the case of sonicide, there is evidence that it may be less irritating than Sidex. A third physical property is color. With time, sonicide may turn slightly yellow, while Sidex, when activated, will turn green. However, this is no indication of any loss of potency in either product. Another important aspect of sterilizing disinfecting solutions is their corrosion or anti-corrosion properties. It is obvious that disinfectants such as Sidex and sonicide would be severely limited if they corroded surgical instruments or affected the sharpness of cutting instruments. In the case of sonicide, studies have shown it to be no more corrosive to stainless steel than ordinary tap water. Sidex also is not known to corrode stainless steels. Moreover, Sidex and sonicide do not affect the markings on most clinical thermometers. Further studies have shown that Sidex and sonicide behave identically at 25 degrees centigrade. Neither product will prevent or remove rust caused by poor plating or improper cleaning or care of instruments, even though Sidex contains a rust inhibitor. One word of caution. Neither Cydex nor Sonicide should be used with carbon steel because corrosion may appear after only a few hours' exposure. Despite this, you should understand that both Cydex and Sonicide have practically no harmful effects on plastics, rubbers, stainless steel, and plated metal instruments. Panel number 46 indicates the residue produced after using Cydex and Sonicide. Both products are aldehydes and have only a minimal aldehyde residue. Cydex, moreover, after pre-mixing, contains up to 0.3% buffer salts, sodium bicarbonate, and therefore it may leave a buffer salt residue in addition to an aldehyde residue. Sonicide does not leave an alkaline salt residue. This, of course, gives Sonicide a slight advantage, especially on scope lenses and fine optical equipment used in eye surgery. Earlier, we mentioned that Cydex and Sonicide vapors can cause irritation to the mucosa of the eyes and nose. The real danger, of course, is accidental contact with the eyes. If this should happen, both Cydex and Sonicide will cause irritation but no permanent damage. If accidental eye contact does occur, the eye should be thoroughly flushed with water. Promptly thereafter, the individual affected should receive medical attention. Another minor caution when using Cydex or Sonicide is that both agents will cause a harmless yellowing of the skin after repeated exposure. The use of gloves, therefore, is recommended. Now, stop the tape, turn the page in your workbook to frame number 71, and begin answering the questions. We turn now to a discussion of the use of Cydex and Sonicide under varying conditions. Earlier in the program, we stated that Cydex could not be used at high temperatures. The reason for this is that heat accelerates the irreversible formation of polymers, and as you know, polymers are not biocidal. Only monomers are biocidal. Cydex can therefore be used only for cold sterilization, a quick method of cold soaking surgical instruments for 10 to 30 minutes. Actually, the term cold sterilization is a misnomer. Sterilization, you recall, includes the destruction of all types of microorganisms. However, neither Cydex nor Sonicide is sporicidal in 20 minutes. Therefore, the process is disinfection, not sterilization. Sonicide, on the other hand, exhibits an increase in biocidal activity when used at temperatures up to 100 degrees centigrade. In fact, the use of Sonicide at 60 degrees centigrade, or 140 degrees Fahrenheit, is the fastest liquid sterilization technique ever approved by the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. At 60 degrees centigrade, Sonicide achieves sterilization in 1 hour. Incidentally, Cydex is the only other liquid sterilization agent also approved by the EPA. The advantage of being able to use Sonicide at high temperatures with reduced sterilization time is an important step forward in chemical sterilization. Another technique of chemical sterilization, in which heat association is a limiting factor, is the use of sterilizing and disinfecting solutions like Cydex with ultrasonic cleaners. Because of the rapid destruction of the sterilizing agent through polymerization, which is a result of the ultrasonic field heating the water, and because polymerization results in decreased biocidal activity, the use of Cydex is not practical in ultrasonic cleaners. Sonicide, on the other hand, is found to be more active in the presence of ultrasonic fields. This is due primarily to the increase in the number of active monomers resulting from the accelerated dissociation of reversible polymers. You recall that Cydex forms irreversible type polymers. Sonicide, on the other hand, forms polymers that are of the reversible type, that is, polymers that can be dissociated back into monomers. The depolymerization process, or the dissociation of reversible polymers, is aggravated by the ultrasonic vibrations of the ultrasonic cleaner. The end result is heat that is associated with an increase in the number of active monomers and thus increased biocidal activity. An important point to remember is that the sporicidal activity of sonicide in conjunction with ultrasonic cleaners is increased. In Section 1, we discuss the operation of ultrasonic cleaners, specifically its unique suction effect and excellent penetrating ability results in the physical degradation of the outer protective shell of the spores, followed by a faster and more complete penetration of the active sonicide molecules. Thus, the use of an ultrasonic cleaner and sonicide leads to sporicidal increase, which dramatically enhances spore destruction. Because of the general increase in biocidal activity, the use of sonicide with ultrasonic cleaners or ultrasonic sterilizing machines can provide an extremely effective new approach to chemical disinfection and sterilization. In fact, preliminary experiments have shown that in high-power ultrasonic hospital-type cleaners, sonicide can achieve complete sterilization in 20 minutes or less. However, this has yet to be EPA approved by the Environmental Protection Agency. So be certain that you do not use this potentially new approach to chemical sterilization as a selling point. Now, stop the tape, turn the page in your workbook to frame number 83, and begin answering the questions. We will now summarize the advantages of sonicide over Sidex at both room temperature and elevated temperatures. At room temperature, sonicide offers the following advantages over Sidex. 1. Sonicide has a longer biocidal life, 4 weeks, as compared to 2 weeks for Sidex. In this sense, sonicide is a more economical product than Sidex. 2. Sonicide requires no pre-mixing. Unlike Sidex, sonicide comes ready for use. 3. Because sonicide is an acid glutaraldehyde, it has no buffer salts residue. Therefore, the product residue of sonicide is less than that of Sidex. 4. Because of the buffer salt residue, Sidex is sometimes rinsed with a mildly acidic solution like vinegar. Sonicide rinses off with distilled water after use. 5. In ultrasonic cleaners, sonicide is stable and shows increased biocidal activity. This is not true of Sidex. Sonicide also presents advantages over Sidex at elevated temperatures. These advantages are as follows. 1. At 60 degrees centigrade or 140 degrees Fahrenheit, sonicide is 10 times faster in its sporicidal activity than Sidex at 20 degrees centigrade. Thus, for complete sterilization, sonicide requires 60 minutes as opposed to 10 hours for Sidex. Sidex, of course, can be used only at room temperature. 2. In its bactericidal, fungicidal, and virucidal activities, sonicide is twice as fast at 60 degrees centigrade as Sidex is at room temperature. For these activities, sonicide takes 5 minutes, while Sidex takes 10 minutes. 3. Sonicide can be reused for 4 weeks without loss of potency at any elevated temperature below 100 degrees centigrade. 4. Even in the presence of high-intensity ultrasonic fields, sonicide can operate faster at any elevated temperature below 100 degrees centigrade. And 5. Because of the shorter processing times at elevated temperatures, sonicide may leave a smaller product residue. Our discussion of Sidex and sonicide ends with a list of the characteristics that are common to both Sidex and sonicide. They indicate the high quality of both products. First, both solutions are harmless to lenses and epoxies that are used in medical instruments, such as cystoscopes, bronchoscopes, and optical instruments. Second, both solutions do not interfere with the electrical conductivity of rubber anesthesia equipment, according to the National Board of Fire Underwriters tests. And third, both solutions at room temperature do not coagulate blood. They therefore make the disinfection of blood-covered instruments easier. Before going on to the last section of the program, stop the tape, turn the page in your workbook to frame number 100, and begin answering the questions. The remainder of the program deals with the marketing target areas of Sonicide. In this section, we will cover the departments with the most potential to use Sonicide and the key individuals to contact. As shown on panel number 53, the main marketing target areas or departments for Sonicide are 1. Anesthesiology, 2. Inhalation therapy, 3. The operating room, OR, and 4. Urology. At present, the largest potential segment of the market for a product like Sonicide is in sterilization and the disinfection of instruments, such as breathing equipment used in inhalation therapy and anesthesiology, surgical instruments used in the OR, and cystoscopes and catheters used in urology. As indicated in panel number 53, the most common procedure generally employed by hospitals for using Cydex is the cold sterilization method or technique. As we mentioned previously, one technique of cold sterilizing consists of soaking instruments for 10 to 30 minutes in a pail or tray filled with Cydex. A second common method or technique of cold sterilization makes use of a bucket-within-a-bucket arrangement. This arrangement consists of a wire basket in which the instruments are placed and which is inserted into a larger plastic bucket containing Cydex. In both the pail or tray soaking technique and the basket technique, some departments change the Cydex solution daily, while others leave the solution in the containers for up to 2 weeks, the life of the Cydex solution. Whether the Cydex is changed daily or allowed to remain in the containers for a longer period of time is dictated by the amount of debris that is accumulated in the Cydex solution. This debris can give the solution an unsightly and unhealthy appearance. The third method in which Cydex is employed is in cytomatic machines. These are designed like automatic washing machines and are sold by Arbrook, a division of Johnson & Johnson. Arbrook, of course, also manufactures Cydex. A cytomatic machine, shown in panel number 55, operates in 4 stages. It first washes the equipment, secondly, it injects Cydex, then rinses the equipment, and finally dries the equipment. As in the other methods, the Cydex solution may be changed daily, or, as it often is, left for its full life. One selling point of Sonicide with respect to these 3 procedures is that Sonicide maintains its biocidal activity for at least 4 weeks. Another selling point of Sonicide for some hospitals is that Sonicide is readily adaptable for use in the cytomatic machine. Another aspect to be aware of is the potential for using Sonicide in hospital departments that either do not have gas sterilization equipment or do not have the time to send their equipment to be sterilized in a central sterilization location. Other openings in hospital departments where you might sell Sonicide will be able to be assessed by you on your initial visit to the hospital department. Now, stop the tape. Turn the page in your workbook to frame number 106 and begin answering the questions. On your visit to the hospital, you must decide who to call on to sell Sonicide in each of the 4 target departments: anesthesiology, inhalation therapy, the operating room, and urology. Follow the flow chart in panel number 57 as you listen to this segment of the tape. The individual you should try to see first is whoever is in charge of sterilizing and disinfecting procedures. As a rule, this individual is usually the department chief, head physician, or OR supervisor, and is usually the busiest person, and therefore is frequently difficult to see. Your best approach may be to make an appointment to see him. However, in some hospitals or departments, it may be a matter of policy that the department chief or OR supervisor does not become involved with the actual product used and purchased. In this case, your next logical move is to see the assistant department chief or the head nurse. In the operating room, this individual may be the OR nurse, and in anesthesiology, the nurse anesthetist may see the sales representative. It is important for you to see whomever is responsible for purchasing sterilizing or disinfecting solutions such as Sonicide. Although it is usually the department chief who has the ultimate authority in his respective department, the recommendations of his assistant or the head nurse or other responsible individual will certainly be seriously considered by him. Therefore, do not disregard or slight this individual. As with the department chief, an appointment with his assistant or the head nurse may have to be arranged. If you find yourself in the unfortunate circumstance of being unable to see either the department head, his assistant, or some other representative, your next move is to see any individual, any doctor, nurse, or technician who may have the potential to use or recommend the use of Sonicide. Remember, it is to your advantage to sell any doctor, nurse, or technician on the merits of using Sonicide, so that he may in turn recommend this product to the department head. As we have stated before, however, your ultimate goal is the individual in charge of purchasing, and persistence will usually pay off. Once you have received the recommendation of the department chief or purchasing agent, you may either take an order for Sonicide directly from him, as is the case in most hospitals, or you may have to approach other departments responsible for further recommending or purchasing sterilizing or disinfecting solutions. Departments that may be involved are the bacteriology department or the infectious disease department and central supply, pharmacy, or even the hospital formulary. For example, you may have to follow Sonicide through to the bacteriology and or infectious disease departments while certain tests are performed on Sonicide. These departments may then issue recommendations according to the results of the tests they performed, and you may have to go to central supply or pharmacy to take an order for Sonicide, or the hospital formulary may have to approve your product. When calling on central supply, pharmacy, or purchasing agents, or key members of the hospital formulary, it may be beneficial to point out the economic advantages of Sonicide over Cydex, or Sonicide over the product the hospital is currently using. For example, you can stress that Sonicide stays biocidal for 4 weeks, 2 weeks longer than Cydex. Usually, advantages concerning Sonicide's biocidal activity are more important to those departments that will actually use the product. But if necessary, be willing to sell Sonicide to all responsible individuals. One other point regarding central supply, pharmacy, or purchasing. Although these departments may have the actual purchasing authority, they are usually governed by the recommendations of the department chiefs. The order in which to see the individuals in each of the Sonicide target departments is the usual hierarchy found in most hospitals. To be sure, you will certainly encounter exceptions. Should this be the case, sell Sonicide to any individual who has the potential to use, recommend, and or purchase Sonicide. This ends the recorded part of the program. You now have enough general information about sterilization and disinfection and enough specific information about Sonicide and Cydex so that you can successfully promote Sonicide in its potential market areas. Now stop the tape, turn the page in your workbook to frame number 119, and begin answering the questions.